Welcome to the new website of our program. We have so valuable visitor from Malaysia. Welcome, and we are with together Oktar right now. Oktar is going to introduce our visitor to you. Please, Oktar.
Yes, we have a very distinguished guest today. Our distinguished guest is from Malaysia, Brother Kamaruddin Abdullah. Born in Penang in 1968 in a Roman Catholic family and an active member of the church in childhood. Studied at St. Xavier's Institution and secondary man Kebang's San Abdullah Munshi. In 1988, received the Light of Islam and studied Islam under numerous scholars such as Sheikh Abdul Hamid Al-Hafiz of Pakistan, Al-Marhum Sheikh Ahmed Didat of South Africa, Dr. Jamal Badawi of Canada, Sheikh Imran Hussein of Trinidad, Dr. Abu Amena Bilal Phillips, Dr. Daniel Zainal Abidin and Harun Yahya of Turkey. He has traveled extensively to many parts of the world in researching and understanding various religions and people, has delivered lectures in schools and universities throughout Malaysia, has engaged in interfaith dialogues in promoting harmony and understanding between various religions. Brother, welcome. Brother Abdullah, welcome.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure and honor to have you.
Thank you.
MashaAllah. And we know you're converted to be a Muslim in age of 18 from a Catholic family. Yeah. So we would like to discuss about that. What has led you to consider embracing Islam? And what kind of process it has been for you and also for your family?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honorable chairperson, brother. It's my pleasure to share this beautiful religion that attracted me to Islam. First and foremost, it's not my intellect or my struggle or my capability that have bring me to Islam, but actually I could say it's 100% the mercy of Allah, the love of Allah,
MashaAllah.
The kindness MashaAllah. Of Allah who chose me from darkness to light, from a person who do not know the way, and he showed me the way, and through this noble Quran, inshallah, in the Malay language. Since I can't speak Arabic, I was Malaysia, and I was a Christian. So my sister, elder sister, presented me this book. The very first look that I saw is the concept of God explained so clearly. Mm-hmm. Why? Because in the Roman Catholicism, I was taught God is Trinity in Trinity, and that does not make me convinced.
Definitely.
And the sonship of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, and Mary, mother of Jesus, as a mother of God. And this really make me to question myself internally. And when I opened the Quran, chapter 112, chapter Surah Al-Ikhlas, it so beautifully starts, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. And the beauty of the Quran, every time that begins, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. And it begins, Kullu Allahu Ahad. Say, Allah is one and the only. Allahu Samad, Allah the Eternal, Absolute. He is free from all your needs. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He begot not, or is begotten. Wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. There's none like unto him. Nothing is comparable. Allah is the creator. He is not part of the creation. The entire universe, do you see, are creation of the creator, Allah.
MashaAllah.
So this make me, inshallah, begin my journey to Islam. And the next day, I accepted Islam and say the beautiful sentence, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. I bear witness there is no God. Worthy of worship, except Allah and Prophet Muhammad, indeed the messenger of God.
MashaAllah.
So, Mr. Abdullah, how did you decide to read the Quran the first time? And how did you feel when you first read it?
All right, indeed. As I say, when I first read, frankly speaking, I have read the Bible, I have read the Quran. Every time I open this book, and I can feel as if this book is revealed to me. Mm-hmm. It's talking to me. It's not a story. It's talking to me. Ya ayyuha allazina amanu, oh you believe. Wala taqulu salasa. Don't say Trinity, example. And then he say, ya ayyuha allazina amanu. And then, oh you believe. So and so. And the most beautiful ayah, وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَلَا تَحِينُوا وَلَا تَحِينُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَعَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not feel despair. Do not feel fear. If you have faith in me, in Allah, you are honorable and most high. And when especially when every time I have a problem in life, Every time I perform, when I open this book from cover to cover, I will find answer.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Definitely. I mean, it's only Allah guides the people.
Right,
it's
indeed.
Everybody, I feel the same way, and he feels the same way, inshallah. Right. And it's not like that you have an ability and to choose and see what, but Allah guides to right path, inshallah. Yeah, Allah gives the sincerity. Indeed. And we can see your sincerity, mashallah. Yeah, mashallah. Nur in your face.
Ameen.
That's some, it's a blessing from Allah, ameen, mashallah. So how did you become a person so well knowledgeable about Islam?
You see.
And how did you train yourself?
It's not easy. You need sacrifice, a struggle. And that age of I'm coming to Islam, I still have questions need to be answered. What is my purpose of life? What after life? All these questions. So my I went back to study Christianity in depth, because I don't want to be an enemy of my own salvation. So I was looking in depth into the Bible, and then I saw the Quran and the teaching of the Sunnah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I found there is what you call a very beautiful way. Of course, you need sacrifice, you not struggle. I don't want to be a doctor. I don't want to be a blind follower. Mm-hmm. Why I accepted Islam? Because of the Quran only? No, I want to check. I want to research. I want to investigate deeper. And I must thank Allah that Allah have given me this strength, the confidence, the move, the push, and willpower to study. And alhamdulillah, I have studied the Quran. And I started from the Aqidah, the theology of Islam. And then he bring me to another topic about Sunnah Rasulullah. In other words, I'm studying in depth the Quran and the Sunnah, and I'm still studying it. And one of the person that inspired me on this Quran and sciences, of course, our Dr. Arun Yahya.
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. So, what kind of approach and attitude did you come across with among your family and friends after you chose Islam?
Yeah, my father did not accept it at all. He rejected this idea, and then he did not wanted to see me, and he did not see me for 20 years. And my elder sister also was not happy. And for first year, second year, third year was difficult. But later, after ages pass, time passes, I visit my father. Mm-hmm. And before he dies, and he accepted at last. He accepted. And I started to call him, but he did not accept the message. And he died in Christianity. And another sister, she's still Christianity today. Mm-hmm. And I'm still visiting her. She's staying in another city. I'm from Penang, Georgetown.
Yeah.
And she stays in the Kuala Lumpur, the capital city.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I visit Kuala Lumpur, I make sure I visit her, even 5 minutes, even 10 minutes to see her.
Definitely,
She's still my sister.
Yes.
And I'm also trying my best to convey the message of Islam to her. And of course, the hard time, all my friends, all my non-Muslim friends, they leave me, mm-hmm. completely leave me. So that was a bit tough. But later things change, you know, with the Quran as a guidance, with the Sunnah as the guidance, with the mercy of Allah and the love of Allah with me, the strength was going on.
Yeah. So every different religions, every different believers should be respectful to other beliefs and religions. So and the main idea of Islam is this, I think. So you are so respectful to your sister and to your dad also, I think. Yeah.
Indeed. Islam says, do not make mockery of other religion. Do not, make fun of other God. In return, they make fun of Allah without knowing. So the Quran is there. And the Quran asks us to give full respect to other religion.
Yeah.
And on another part, the Quran also says, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَدِينَ to you, your religion to me, my religion.
Yeah. Yes.
And also the Quran says, لَا إِكْرَأَ فِي الدِّينَ let be no compulsion in religion.
Exactly. MashaAllah.
So at the same time, the Quran says, أُدُوا إِلَى السَّبِيلِ call mankind to the path of God with a beautiful teaching and a best of argumentation and wisdom.
Yeah. MashaAllah.
Only argue with them in the kindest way, Allah says.
The most best
way. Inshallah. Of course, Allah orders to respect Christians and Jews.
Indeed.
They're called people of the book.
Indeed.
And with love and compassion And Muslim men are even allowed to marry Jewish and Christian wives.
Indeed.
Yeah, we can eat their meals. We can socialize with them. Our Prophet did, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he respected Christians and protected the Christians
indeed.
And Jews. He had a Christian and Jewish wife.
Yes.
And at the Najran, and he was protected by the Christians at the time when Islam was spreading the truth to the world, inshallah.
And the Quran itself says, Ya Ahlil Kitab, all the people of books, such as respect.
Yes.
He doesn't say, oh pagan, or idol worshipper. Even though a Trinity is something blasphemous, but yet Allah addressed them in the most kind way. Ya Ahlil Kitab, all the people of books, all the knowledgeable people, all the knowledge has given to you before, Prophet Muhammad.
Yes. Yes. Your behavior is, mashallah, definitely compatible with the Quran, what Allah says. We know there are some enmity and hatred among the bigots, some bigots, and radicals and extremists, but this is against the Quran.
Indeed.
This is definitely wrong, it's haram, unlawful.
Yes.
Allah doesn't say, do you have to hate or there should be an enmity against Christians and Jews? Allah says, no, there should be love and compassion, inshallah.
Indeed, indeed.
Inshallah.
In fact, the Quran mentioned in chapter 60, do justice. Indeed, justice and close to taqwa, to piety, and do good things to even they can be disbelievers, as long they did not chase you out of your religion. Do good to disbelievers.
MashaAllah, yes, be just to them.
Yeah.
Do good to, right, exactly. And if, for example, if Allah says idolaters, the mushrikun, ask you for iman, for protection,
indeed,
then for security, you have to bring them to a secure place, even though you have to risk your own life, inshallah,
indeed,
under your protection.
And the seerah of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the story and the narration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a lot of examples how Prophet Muhammad protected them. And one occasion when the Kaaba, Mecca, was been taken by the Muslims. The key of Kaaba belongs to Talha bin Osman. He's a non-Muslim.
Yeah.
So Sayyidina Ali go and take it up from him and give it to the Prophet. And the revelation came and Allah said, no, do justice. And they returned the key back to Talha bin Osman, who is not a Muslim. And he said, why? Why you are returning this key back, Sayyidina Ali? And he said, Allah said, you are the expert, so you keep it. So he make the shahada. He made the shahada, Talha bin Osman, one of the companions. Until today, his generation keep the key of Kaaba.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
So we came to the end of this program, inshallah.
So thank you very much for attending our program. In next programs, in next episodes, we are going to welcome new visitors from all around the world. Have a good day.